missions.
Hey, church family, welcome to Church News. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Ava.
And we're so happy you chose to be with us at church today. Ava, what do we have coming up?
Are you thinking about becoming a member of Only Believe? Well, we want to invite you to Growth Track, held on every first Sunday of each month, right after church service. This is a perfect opportunity to learn about the vision and the history of Only Believe Church, and it helps you learn about your God-given gifts and how you can use them to make a difference. And it's a great opportunity for you to join the family of Only Believe Church. If you would like to sign up for Growth Track, you can scan the QR code on the screen, or you can head on out to the Welcome Center and get your name signed up there. And to make it better, there is childcare and lunch provided. We cannot wait to walk this journey with you.
Join us for Move Up Sunday on June 29th at 10 a.m. during service. During this service, we'll be praying over students who are going into the second and fifth grade, as well as honoring our graduating seniors as each student takes their next step in life and learning. Don't miss this exciting service.
Mark your calendars. Serve Week is coming up on July 13th through the 19th, and we are so excited for this opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Serve Week gives us the opportunity to go outside of the church walls and into our neighborhoods to serve and show the love of Jesus to them. And signups are now open. To see all the Serve Week projects we have happening, you can head on out to the Welcome Center, or you can scan the QR code on the screen and it'll take you right to the list of all the Serve Week projects happening and have ways to get involved. There is something for everyone, so don't miss your chance to be a part of it.
Hey, church family, my name's Lindsay, and I want to invite you to help serve here at the church during Serve Week. I have a project going on that's called a clothing drive. This year is going to be a little different than last year. We would like to serve more people, so it's going to be all age groups of clothing. There are four ways that you can serve for this clothing drive. The first being, I need your clothes. I need those clothes here by July 16th, and I would love for them to be clean, and I need for them to be well cared for. The second way that you can serve is on July 13th, and that'll be after service. We're going to have a team that will go out and canvass all the neighborhoods in our surrounding communities. The third way that you can serve is on July 17th, and that will be when me and a group of people will get together and we will set up back in the teams. On July 17th, you can help serve by helping me to set up for this event. The fourth way that you can serve is on July 19th, and that will be at 8 a.m., and that's the actual event. We'll need people to come and help set up the tables, make sure everybody's happy, go around. Some people last year even asked for help finding clothes, certain sizes, so I would really love people to be here to help with love on people and pray for people. Last year, we prayed for people. We have a goal this year of reaching 200 families. Last year, we reached around 100, a little over 100. And this year, if you would like to serve and bless this community and be the hands and feet of Jesus, come find me at the Welcome Center after service.
If you've decided to follow Jesus, then your next step is water baptism. Baptism is not just a symbol, but it's a public declaration of your commitment to follow Christ. Through baptism, we are participating in the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus as we leave the old life behind and step into the new life that God has for us. For more information, or if you have any questions, you can scan the QR code on the screen or visit the Welcome Center in the lobby. Don't miss this opportunity to take this next step.
Ladies, join us for Gather, a special women's-only event happening on June 27th at 6 p.m. in the lobby. This evening will be a time to connect with other women of all ages, enjoy a delicious meal together, and be encouraged by a powerful message from Pastor Nicole. Whether you've been in the church for years or if you're new, this is a space for you, a space to be uplifted, refreshed, and strengthened in the Word with other women. And let us know you'll be there by scanning the QR code on the screen and signing up there, or you can head on out to the Welcome Center and sign up there. And we would like to note that there will not be childcare for this event. We cannot wait to see all you beautiful ladies there.
And as always, for more information or if you have any questions, you can head on out to the Welcome Center in the lobby and our team will do the best they can to help you out there. Now today is the first service of our Pentecost conference and we can't wait to see what God has in store for this service. So let's prepare our hearts and minds as we get ready to hear the word.
I'm excited.
excited. I get the privilege of introducing Dr. Sam. And in order to not just totally botch his last name, I'm just not even going to say it. I just know it's a really big name, and he can say it when he gets up here. One of the top cardiologists in America and voted best bedside manner. And for those of you that have ever been in the hospital, you understand how important bedside manner is, right? To know that you're being heard, that you're being understood, and that they're kind back to you, even when you don't want to do what they ask you to do. We know how important that is. But in the short time that we've known Dr. Sam, we just truly feel kindred hearts. Like, I can't explain that any more than that. He's genuine, transparent, truthful. He's not just saying what he's saying to make you feel good. He's telling you the word. He's just doing it in a good way, that best bedside manner in which you can hear it. Amen? So he can say hard things. He's not just a doctor who works on the hearts, but he's a doctor who lives and mends our souls. So let's stand to your feet and give Dr. Sam a warm Only Believe welcome today as he ministers in the word. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, dear.
Go get him.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who has cleansed you of all your iniquities? You don't need no ivory soap, y'all. You just need Jesus. And he has healed you of all your diseases. This tickles me. Psalm 103, it heals you of all your... You try to find one doctor that can heal you of all your diseases. I hand a patient a medication for hypertension, and they're like, doctor, my leg's swelling. And then I hand them another medication for the leg swelling, and then my stomach hurts. Then I hand them another medication for their belly. All your diseases. That's Jesus, y'all. That's Jesus. He has saved you from destruction and crowned you with his loving kindness and his tender mercies, who feeds your mouth with good things, so that your youth may be renewed like the eagles. So today, if you're down, if you're weary, if you're tired, if you're like, I can't go on no more, Jesus is here and the Holy Spirit has fallen, and we are going to rock this planet in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to be different today. Not because of me. I am nothing. My Jesus is everything. He's the healer. He's the maker. He's the creator. He is the lover of your soul in spite of who you are and who I am. Now that's Jesus Christ. Oh, he's good. It says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord. And wasn't that beautiful, y'all? Did y'all feel Jesus like heaven? Our musicians, our singers, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you world. Sing unto him with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We did not come from no amoeba.
That's right.
And my ancestors ain't no monkeys.
That's right.
My Jesus made me.
Yeah.
Our Jesus made you. You are special. You are a chosen generation. You are a holy nation. You are God's own special people who has called you out of the darkness and brought you into the light so that you may proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's why you live. If you don't know why you're living, if you don't know where you're going, that's why you live, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So make a joyful noise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. You know this Bible right here, y'all? It can be banned, it can be burned, it could be buried, but it still lives. Why? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the flesh he came, in John 1:14. You cannot take down the Word. I have read thousands of books to open up a heart artery. And the next year, they'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to say this in this book. We made a mistake, y'all. So here's version 51 with its edits. We're so sorry. We messed you up. And they get a new book and a new edition, and we're like, oh, I learned that and it was wrong. And they did. Never wrong. Never. True. All day long, for all eternity long. And you know why some people are so depressed they come to church? They ain't in the Word, y'all. This 1 hour is good, but you need the Word of God. It's so beautiful, and it's not like I got to clock in, I got to clock out. It's like salivation when you come to the Word. You know, people are like, I want to see this movie. Baby, there are so many movies in here. It blow your mind. Just blow your mind. Well, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 36 today. This has to be kind of like my favorite book in the Bible. You know, you got five Gospels in the Bible, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then you got Isaiah. He is the fifth Gospel. He is talks about Jesus all day long. And I just love Isaiah. He's just a beautiful man. That might be the first person I want, after Jesus, go and see in heaven and just talk to my boy, Isaiah. So we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 36. Loved ones, if you have your Bibles with you, go to Isaiah 36. And it says, now it came to pass, 36:1, now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the defensed or fortified cities of Judah and took them. And you're like, where are we? What's happening? It's about 700 years before Jesus Christ ever came. And this Hezekiah, the king, is the king of Judah. We have to know, understand that Saul was the first king, 1000 B.C. before Christ, Saul. And then that boy messed up, yeah? Why he mess up? Because he's like, y'all see my crown? Yeah, it's beautiful. Y'all see me? I'm taller than anybody else. 1 foot, he was like, I don't know, maybe six something, but he was taller than any. Y'all see my kingship? You see my throne. And instead of looking at God, he started looking at himself, and he started to falter, which sounds like some politics going on in today's world. If you're looking at yourself, you're gonna fall. You got to look at Jesus Christ. So he fell, and that boy, I think, is now in Hades, actually. I do not believe he went to hell, according to Hosea chapter 13. So now we've got David to follow him. David, a man after God's own heart, messed up, but still going, no, Lord, no. Don't take your spirit away from me. Come to me. And David repented. And then you've got Solomon, the wisest of the wisest, who did the stupidest of stupidest. And he messed up the whole nation. You took a whole Israel and he split it. 10 tribes went upward, 2 tribes went downward, 10 tribes were called Israel, 2 tribes were called Judah. The smartest man, the wisest man, did the stupidest things. Just wakes me up to say, don't do stupid. Follow Jesus all day long. Follow him all day long. And so you got the split. And then comes the kings. 20 kings on the north, 20 kings on the bottom. All the kings on top were dirty, nasty, stinking, filthy, no good for nothing on top. Every single one of them. On the bottom, you got some good kings. Hezekiah, he's number 13, successor of David. Okay, I just wanted you to grasp where we are. 1000 B.C. when Saul started. Now it's 700 B.C. when this story is being told. It's an ancient story, 2,700 years old. And you're like, that's ancient. I don't want to hear ancient. The Bible is better than tomorrow's headlines. It tells you what's going to happen in eternity. It's advanced. And many people say, well, how can you reconcile science with the Bible? They don't match. Yo, the Bible is so far ahead of science, it's ridiculous. Because in Leviticus 17, it said the life of the creature is in the blood. This has nothing to do with the sermon. But the life of the creature is in the blood. I get so excited. It's crazy. The Bible drives me insane. It's so beautiful. So the life of the creature is in the blood. Okay. How did our first president die? Y'all know that? George Washington. Y'all do know it's George Washington, right? Okay. George Washington. How did he die? He got pharyngitis. They bled the man to death. They thought, let's get the bad blood out of him. They bled our first president to death. It wasn't until the 1900s that scientists found out, what, blood is life. Oh, bro, that was written 3,500 years ago. God is so far ahead of science. That's your God. Do not try to destroy this Bible. Archaeologically, medically, historically, it will beat you up all day long. All day long. So that's where we are, loved ones. So Hezekiah is coming now. Syria is taking over the world. You read it in 2 Kings chapter 18, where this Shalmazar, he takes over the world. He's the king of Assyria. He's already taken the 10 tribes. It's over. The 10 tribes have been exiled in about 720 BC. They were exiled. They were taken out. 10 tribes destroyed. So Assyria, and now comes this dude, Sennacherib, and he's going to finish it off. He's already taken Iran, Iraq, that's to the east. He's taken Lebanon, that's to the west. He's taken Edom and Jordan, that's to the south. He's taken Philistine, that's to the west. He's taken it all. He's got 10 tribes. He got 2 tribes left. He's like, who do you think you are? I'm coming to take you out. So that's where we're at. We're at an impossible situation. We're at a situation where it looks like nothing is going to go right. Everything's going to fall apart. My life is over. I quit. That's where we're at. And so now this King Hezekiah, we need to know a little about him, right? In 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 2 and 3, we find out that this king open the doors of the temple. And you're like, what? What are you talking about? Well, David had the temple to be built by his son Solomon. And so this temple was amazing. It was gorgeous. Solomon made it was mind-boggling. And so the temple started being desecrated little by little by little. And by the time Hezekiah's daddy was king, 12th in succession of David, he shut the doors of the temple. Kind of like COVID, huh? He's like, shut it down. Nobody coming in. We're not worshiping God. We're worshiping idols. And you can find this in actually Ezekiel chapter 8, where it's like there's a lady in front of the temple, and she's like worshiping Tammuz, which is the goddess of fertility. You got 25 elders in the temple worshiping the sun. Not the Son of God, not God, but God who created the Son, worshiping the Son. And there's all kinds of abominations all over. The second thing King Hezekiah does in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 5, is that he cleans the temple. And we ain't talking about, y'all, mollymade.com. It's not like vacuum, 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 Windex, Windex, Windex. We're talking about he takes all this abomination out. He's like, get this out of here. This doesn't belong in the house of my God. And so he cleans it to the point where you won't even believe it. It's in the Bible, but it's in 2 Kings chapter 18, where he actually, y'all remember that brazen altar? It wasn't an altar. It was where is it? Numbers chapter 21, verse 9, where the people of Israel were griping, moaning, groaning, complaining. Anybody here complaining? Don't raise your hand. 100% should be up. Yeah, that's me. Everybody like, that's not me. Me. Her, but it ain't me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so complaining gets you in trouble. You know, God's like, I've had enough. And they were complaining like, why did you bring us here? And there's no food. And then there's no Applebee's. There's no food here. That's where Pastor Randy going to take me today. Applebee's restaurant. So there's no food and there's no water. You would not have a water fountain in the wilderness. And they're complaining and they're complaining and they're moaning and crying. God's like, I've had enough. I opened the Red Sea for you. You've been in slavery for 400 years. Shut your mouth. That's not what he said. That's what I would have said. Shut your mouth. I kick your behind. Sorry, Lord. Lightning. Okay, so that's what he, snakes, and they bite these people, and they're all dying, and they ain't got no ICU, so they're really dead right there. Ain't got no ER for an antidote. And so they're all dying, and oh, Moses, help us. Moses puts up a brass pole, yes, and he puts a snake on it. People look on the snake, and they get healed. And you're like, what? That's wicked. No, Jesus is that snake. You're like, oh, that's blasphemy. No, it ain't. Galatians 3:13. He became a curse on the cross so that you and I can take his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became the curse. He became the snake. And if you can't fall in love with someone like that who died for you, you need CPR right here, right now. And so he became that snake. He became the curse. And he took the curse of the law on him. Your nasty, my nasty, your sickness, my sickness, and your diseases and your iniquities and my diseases. And my, he took it all, y'all, because he loves you. He ain't mad at you. He's in love with you. He took it all on himself. That was there, and they were worshiping that brass thing. He took it out. Get rid of it. It dissolved. It's no longer present. So that's what this king did. Build a tunnel from that came from the outside of the city to the inside of the city, 1,750 feet underneath, so that, and it exists today. I'm telling you, you cannot break down this Bible archaeologically. It exists. They found this tunnel. And people walk through this tunnel today in Jerusalem, which, by the way, is where I was born. I was born on the Mount of Olives. It wasn't an accident. There's a real hospital up there. My background is Armenian, and Armenian peoples live there. And I lived on the Via Dolorosa. That was my address, y'all. I didn't even know it until I moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And they're like, you from the Holy Land? Can I touch you? I'm like, that's my address. And then it hit me over. I am from the Holy Land. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm in insane world of California. Man, God has a sense of humor playing me like that. Okay. So where was I before y'all messed me up? So we've got this king. We've got this king building a tunnel just in case Assyria comes and takes this water supply out. He's so brilliant that he builds a tunnel underneath from Gibeon Springs all the way to the Pool of Shiloh. And and that's 1,750 feet tunnel underneath, so that when Assyria did come or whoever, they couldn't take out their water supply. If you take out the water supply, you kill a nation. So we have this beautiful king. Now, we got we're only in verse 2. That's crazy. In Isaiah chapter 36, verse 2. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh. How you like a friend name? What's up, Rabshakeh? How you do, Rabshakeh? What's up? That's Rabshakeh, y'all. So Rabshakeh, he's like the prince and the chief of all the king has. He's the chief cupbearer. He's the chief of all the priests. So he speaks for the king. Okay, so here comes Rabshakeh, brother Rabshakeh. And he comes from Lachish, which is like 25 miles south of Jerusalem. That is part of Judah. It was a fortified city. It had double walls. You thought Jerusalem was cool with one wall? This had double walls. And they destroyed, Assyria destroyed Lachish, which belongs to Judah, and comes up to Jerusalem saying, what are you thinking? If I took that out, I could take you out. Like, so this is the situation you're facing, and it is overwhelming. And then came forth Eliakim, verse 3, Hilkiah's son, which is taking care of the temple, the house. And by the way, he had a promotion, yeah, in Isaiah 22:20. He got promoted to this place. And then Shebna was the scribe. Shebna actually was the head of the whole thing. And he got a demotion while Eliakim got a promotion. Whatever you get from Christ, treat it in a sacred manner. Sacred manner. His word is sacred. The time we spent together is sacred.
The songs are sacred. The musicians that were playing, the singers that were singing, Pastor Nicole who was speaking, is sacred here. Whatever gift he's given you, use it for the Lord. Faithfully. Because Shebna just got a demotion. He's still being used. But we don't play. We honor. So Eliakim, he's the head. And this is unbelievable because Rabshakeh is spitting out all kinds of violence to them, saying, you know, we got the king. What do you have? Hezekiah, we've destroyed all the gods. What do you guys have? And so they're taunting going on. And this amazes me. Just because you're chosen, just because you lead, doesn't mean you're going to not get destroyed by people's mouths. They taunt you all day long. They speak behind you all day long. And look at Paul. Look at Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He says, you know, Lord, take away this infirmity from me. Everybody thinks it's an eye. I don't think so. In chapter 11, chapter 12, it's all talking about him being persecuted. It's a thorn on the flesh. If you let the Bible interpret the Bible, thorn in the flesh means you're being persecuted by your enemies. Let the Bible interpret the Bible. Don't let no PhD, THD, MD come and tell you. You check it out yourself. Holy Spirit will teach you. And so a thorn on the side is an enemy that's attacking you. And he's like, take this thorn. And God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is, you are not exempt from persecution. I believe he went to every city, every state. He's like, here's my driver license. I'll be in your prison in 24 hours. Guarantee. There it is. Take my picture now, mugshot. Do it. And so this is what's happening. They get Jesus on the cross, Psalm 22. They're like, he in Psalm 20? Yes, he's in Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Psalm 22, verse 6 and onward. He says, I am like a worm, and I am being reproached and scorned by those who surround me. That's him on the cross, loved ones, dying for you and me. I am being scorned and I am being reproached by those who hate me. That is Jesus Christ. He went through the reproach and the scorning. And those who are in leadership positions will go through this. And don't take it personally. They crucified Christ. They hit Christ. They mocked Christ. Who in the world do you think you and I are if we're not going to get mocked for Jesus Christ? But that gives us strength to say, oh, my Jesus went through it. I can bear it. Let's roll. Let's go. Let's do this. Okay, so we got in verse 4 that Rabshakeh, my brother Rabshakeh, what's up? He's saying, what confidence? And where do you put your trust? Who's your confidence? Where's your trust? He's just trash talking. The word trust in this chapter, by the way, is used 7 times. I sat there and counted to myself. I know you could ask, you know, all these Google peoples. But I actually counted myself 7 times. 7, I think it's important. Trust. Who do you trust today? People? Men? Family? Money? Gold? I'm going to tell you what Hezekiah did in 1 second. Who do you trust, y'all? The stock market falling, rising, going up and down, getting high blood pressure, going crazy, getting a stroke because of the numbers. Calm down. Just calm down. Trust. 7 times. 7 is a complete number. You have 7 days of creation. You got, by the way, if you didn't know, 7 days in a week. Yeah. You have, that was Genesis. Let's go to Revelation. You have 7 seals that are going to be open, which, by the way, leads to the 7 trumpet, which leads to the 7 bowls. Ain't that a trip? 7. Jericho. How many times they walk around the wall, huh? 7 times on the 7th day? Uh-huh. So 7 is complete. So this is for you and me today, the trust that we have in Jesus Christ, that fully, wholeheartedly, faithfully, trust. So what does Hezekiah do? Y'all are not going to believe this. This good king in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 15, he goes to the doors of the temple and he strips the gold that he put up. He strips it and hands it to Sennacherib to appease him. Like, please don't come. Please don't come. And so he strips the gold
That doesn't work. And then he goes to Egypt. Knock, knock, Egypt, Pharaoh, help. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Come and help me. That's number two. And watch what Rabsaccus says to him. 36:6. Isaiah, lo, you trust in the staff of this broken reed of Egypt, wherein if a man lean on the staff, it will go into his hand and pierce him. Did you get that? You believe in this staff. If you hold on to staff of Egypt, it will pierce you, cut you, hurt you. You believe in him? Oh, go to Psalm 23:4. Watch. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, Lord God, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Did you see the difference? The reed of gold, the reed of this world, the reed of cocaine, the reed of come and have premarital sex, the reed of all this junk, come and grab it and go for it. It will pierce your hand and it will lead to death, while the reed of Jesus will comfort. Oh, if that don't blow your mind, just get me the paddles. I will come and shock you right here, right now. CPR you all day long. I don't know. That's why this word is, I mean, I just get, it's like a kid in a candy store. It's just beautiful for me. It's so beautiful. It's unbelievable. I don't need no movies. I just need my Bible, y'all. Here we go. He keeps on trash talking. And in verse 8, he's like, hey, I'll give you 2,000 horses. If you got the people who could ride them. You thought trash talking was in the NFL on the line? No, it started here. He's like, I'll give you 2,000 horses, but you can't ride them because you don't have the personnel. You don't have the soldiers. And so he's telling them how weak and how depleted he is. And that's what Satan does to you, right? We don't focus on what he has given us. The goodness, the mercies, the favor, the love, the eternal life. We're like, oh, forget that. I just have 100 years on earth and it's miserable. But you're going to have eternity forever and ever and ever. But never mind that. It's what Satan does all day long. And so in verse 10, and he's like, you think I came by myself? God told me to come. Lie. Lie, lie, lie. God did not tell him to come. And that's just like in where? Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, right? You got the garden. It's beautiful. You had the... it blows my mind, y'all, because Adam and Eve had the whole world. The biggest real estate acquisition of the whole entire world. And it wasn't enough. That's man. Oh, no, that's you. That's me. Wake up. Slap yourself and go, oh my gosh, I got to get right with my Lord. I got to get right. And he's so loving. You know, where is it? It's in Psalm 103, verse 14. He understands our frame. And he knows we're made out of dust. Now, if that don't make you happy, going, oh, he knows me. He forgives me. He loves me anyway. He's such a good God. Okay, so God didn't tell him. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, in the garden, snake comes to Eve and is like, hey, baby, what's up? Don't you look good today? Yeah. Yes, you do. And Eve's like, me? Yeah, you, baby, Chiquita. And so he's just like talking to her all day long, just like mesmerizing her. She's like, oh, I'm so beautiful. And so he's like, you can eat. I don't know what it was, an apple, a pear, a pomegranate. Macintosh knows they got a little apple. Somebody bit it. So you can eat this. You can. And she's like, no, I'm going to die. God said, if I eat of it, I'm going to die. And she's like, you're not going to die. Lie. You're not going to die. And is God a liar? Seriously. Because no. Did she die? Because God said, the day you eat of this fruit, you is going to die. Huh? That's what he said. So is God a lie? No. Never, God forbid. Check this out. Spiritually, she died right then and there. That's right. Immediately. Her soul died gradually, and her body with Adam died ultimately. Y'all get that? Yeah. God ain't a lie. What he says is so true. And so they, and then Eliakim's like, don't talk to us in Hebrew in verse 11. Talk to us in your Syrian language. We understand it. And because he says, because the walls have ears. The ears, there's ears on the walls. That's where you get the walls have ears, y'all. It's right here in Isaiah 36, 11. Do not believe that man has created things. Everything is from the Bible. Everything good is from the Bible. But Hollywood and everybody copies. Satan is a jerk. Okay, so now at 36, 11, so the walls have ears. And he's like, seriously, bro? Nah. Rabshakeh is like, I talk the way I want to talk. My king sent me here, and I'm going to taunt you. I'm going to destroy you. In fact, in verse 12, he says, your peoples, they're going to eat their own dung. Mm-hmm. They're going to drink their own urine. And you was complaining about lunch? Okay, so here's the trick of Satan. You ready for this? He promises you a feast, but he'll give you feces. You get that? Promises you a feast. And that's in my new book, by the way. Make Revelation happy again. Yeah, y'all like the title? I can't tell you where I stole it from. But make Revelation happy again. You know why? Because I was going to make Revelation great again, but I'm like, you can't make Revelation great again. It's great as it is. But happy? I make it happy. Because you know why? People are like, oh, no, I don't want to touch that book. It's bad. 70% is about the tribulation. It's not happy. It's terrible. But there's so much happy. Like, for instance, the first chapter. God chose a 90-year-old boy. His name is John. He can choose Samuel 5. He can choose John 90, 95. God chose you. Let's go. You ain't got no excuse. That's happy news. You're like, I'm old. I'm this. Shut your mouth. Let's go. Let's just go. All right? That's happy. And I'm hearing this is being sold out by, and you can get it off the website, whatever. But, man, sometimes you never send enough books. Anyway, never mind. We're going on, y'all. So now the king is talking through Rabshakeh, right? He's like, you can't, the Lord's not going to deliver you. In verse 16, he says, hearken not to Hezekiah. Don't listen to your king. This is Rabshakeh talking, but it's really Sennacherib talking through his mouthpiece. For thus says the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present and come out to me. Don't you like that? Come to me. You either going to come to him or you're going to come to Jesus Christ. Nobody here is separated male, female. Nobody's separated black, white. Nobody's separated uneducated, educated. Nobody's separated by I live in Asia, you live in America. That's what the world wants you to know. This is the two separations of this world. You know Christ and you love him, or you don't know Christ and you don't love him. These people are going to heaven. These people are going to hell. That's how simple it is. Yeah. Jesus Christ and the blood. That's it. That's it. Don't be trying to do what politics does. We do not separate people by what skin color or gender or whatever. We know it's either a Christ follower or non. That's it. That's how simple this is. Okay, loved ones. So he's like, come to me. Come, 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 come. And that's Satan. Because in Isaiah 55, 1, it says, come to me, Jesus, all who are thirsty. And all who have no money. Did you see that? The thirst, the lack. Come to me and I will give you wine. And this is not wine to get drunk. Wine, this is nourishment. And this is hope. This is joy. This is eternal life. I will give you wine. That's Jesus. Come to me, feast, feces, Satan. Come to me, life, life abundantly. You choose.
Amen.
You choose. You choose, loved one. This is how good our God is. Because in verse 17, he says the same thing that God is saying, right? He says, I'll give you wine. I'll give you bread. I'll give you vineyards. God will give us wine. God is the bread of life. Jesus Christ said that in John 8:12. So this is your Jesus. This is how good he is. And he says, I'll deliver you. I'll deliver. No, only Christ can deliver. Only the Holy Spirit can fall on us and deliver us. And he's like, who are your gods in 19? Who are they? The gods of this world, they didn't help anybody. And then Eliakim and Shebna, they rent their clothes. They just tear their clothes. And that's a sign of, I am done. I mean, there is no way
And maybe there are loved ones here that you're there today. There is no way that I can get out of this situation. I don't know if it's my past hounding me. I don't know if it's my present killing me. I don't know if it's my future intimidating me. But there's no way. I can't do this anymore. Rent their clothes. They come and tell Hezekiah what was said. Hezekiah rents his clothes. He's like, I can't win. I can't go. I am doomed. We're about to go down. And so he sends Eliakim and Shebna to Isaiah the prophet. You see that in verse 6, 5 and 6. And Isaiah says, be not afraid of the word that you have heard. Don't you love that? In Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not. I am with you. Don't be dismayed. Think about what's bothering you right now. Think about what's just like, look, your heart sits here. What is tearing your heart? Think about it. And then go to 41:10 of Isaiah and listen to what it says. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for what you have said, what you have taught. This is what Isaiah is teaching them. You know, in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? This is not an option. Have I not commanded you? Do not be afraid or disheartened. Be courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you. Why is his name Emmanuel? Because he is with you. Why don't we feel it? Because we're in Netflix instead of the Bible. Why? Listen, he is with you all day long. He hasn't left you. It might be that you have left him. He has not left you. He cannot leave you. He will not leave you. He is with you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. And a spirit of love. You'd like that? Love mixed with power? Isn't that something? What a balance. Because power is like I'll destroy. But love is like I'll hold back. I'm strong, but I can do all things through Christ. That's the balance. Power and love and a sound mind. There is no place for depression. You're like, Dr. K, you don't understand my situation. No, you don't understand what Christ has done for you. Sound mind. That's what the Bible does. But my path, it's erased. Underneath the blood. Psalm 27, how does it start? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies attack me and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. That's your God. That's your God. So Isaiah says, I'm going to give them a rumor. They're going to turn around where they came from. Verse 7, and lo and behold, they hear, the Assyrians hear that Ethiopia from Africa is attacking them, is attacking Assyria, and Sennacherib has to leave. He can't come to Jerusalem at this time. He's got to turn around and retreat. Go on with your ugly self. Go on. And so he retreats. But he sends our king Hezekiah a nice little letter. Ooh, stamped with the Assyrian stamp. He's like, oh, I got you, Hezekiah. I'm watching you, boy. I'm watching you. Oh, so he writes this letter, and he says in verse 37:10, he says, let not your God, Hezekiah, in whom you trust. By the way, going back to 36, we know that Hezekiah went for the gold. He went for Egypt. But do you see what he just did? He went to God's prophet. Okay, he changed. He's like, oh, gold didn't work. Egypt didn't work. Family didn't work. counselors didn't work. Doctors didn't work. Lawyers didn't work. I'm going to have to go to God. So he goes to God. And so, and now, because he goes to God, he gets another letter from the enemy. The enemy ain't going to let you go. You got over one little temptation. You're like, goody me, yay. I did it. Thank you, Jesus. He coming back. Yeah, he coming back with a vengeance, dirty, nasty. But you got Christ. You're an overcomer. You already won. He don't belong in your head. People think he's in my head. Hello? He don't. That's why you wear the helmet of salvation, because that blood takes him out. And he puts it under his, you put it under your feet. Right there, Psalm 91. Check it out. Okay, where were we, y'all? The letter, right? This signed, stamped letter. And he's like, who are you trusting? All these nations in verse 12, 37, 12, all these nations, they couldn't take me out. You think your God is going to stop me from coming back? And Hezekiah does the most beautiful thing. And that's what I'm going to ask the church to do today. Hezekiah in verse 14 went up to the house of the Lord. Oh my gosh, watch this. And spread the letter before the Lord. Oh, you ever take your situation, not like I'm thinking about it, oh God, help me. No, take it in the house of the Lord and say, look, God, I cannot do this. This is too much. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to crack. I'm going to die. The doctor said something and I cannot do this. My family member, my spouse said something. I cannot do this. My children did something. I cannot do this. That's what Hezekiah did. Yeah. Yeah. He took the letter of intimidation, of death, and hatred, and all darkness. He took it to the house of the Lord and said, I'm not going to be able to handle this. You have to take care of this. Oh, I love it. I've learned so much from Isaiah. But Hezekiah here, the king, does something so beautiful. And he says, O Lord of hosts, in verse 16, 37, 16, Isaiah, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwells between the cherubims. And this has a connotation to the Ark of the Covenant, the angels looking down at the mercy seat. And the mercy seat has the blood that the high priest put the blood on there once a year. Y'all remember that? And that has, you know, if you go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus Christ is a propitiation for our sin. Long word. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. If you look at the Greek word, it means mercy seat. He is the mercy seat. And that's Jesus, y'all. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's that name that our beautiful singers and musicians were doing today. It's the name. It's the name. It's the name of Jesus. It's the by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the name. And so he says, you live between the cherubims. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You've made the heavens and the earth. He's telling God who he is and how beautiful he is. And I love this. 17:37-17. Incline your ear, O Lord. Can you hear the desperation? Can you hear the anxiety? Can you hear the fear? Can you hear the desperation? Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Isaiah 59:1. Is the Lord's arm too short to save you? Is his ear too dull to hear you? No. No. Our God hears. He actually, according to the book of Psalms, counts the very tears that comes out of your eyes. Wow. He's a good God. He's a good, good God. He's like, open your eyes. Hear me, Lord. In verse 19, and I love this because this is reality. This is reality. It's not like, I don't have that diagnosis. No, he said, I have that. I don't have that. No, bro, you do. You got the diagnosis. But my God is my healer.
That's how you flow. You don't have to be stupid. I don't have to be stupid. Reality is reality. But our God is supernatural. The Holy Spirit's fire can burn anything. And so now, therefore, O God, in verse, where were we? Oh, 19. And 37, 19, Isaiah. And have cast their gods into the fire, for they are no gods. So that's what he's done. That's what Sennacherib has done. He's taken all the gods of all the nations, and he's cast them into the fire, saying, your God didn't help you. But in reality here, Hezekiah is saying, but they're not real gods. Psalm 115:5. The gods of this world, whether they be sports stars or whether they be movie stars or whatever kind of stars they are, they got eyes, but they cannot see. They got ears, but they cannot hear. They got hands, and they cannot carry you, loved ones. They got feet, and they cannot run. They got a heart, but they don't feel what you're feeling. But my God does. Our Jesus does. And that makes all the difference. And in verse 20, he said, now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us. Remember, this is still an open letter. It's not like, oh, here you go. Okay, bye. I got to go watch something. No, this is an open letter. This is it. This is do or die. This is CPR to the highest level. He's turned code blue. This is it right here. Help me. Okay, he's still there. We're still there. In verse 20, he says, now, therefore, O God, our Lord, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know. Don't you love that? In Exodus chapter 14, 4, Pharaoh, let my people go. He's like, I ain't letting you people go. You're going to stay right here. Oh, but God said, oh, they're going to know who I am. See, it ain't about you, loved one. It's not about me. They shall not know you. They shall know our God. That makes a difference when you deliver the word of God and when you're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and how Only Believe Church is just extending its hands to the world. They're going to Kenya with my brother Eric and Pastor Randy and all the loved ones. It's mind-blowing what you're doing. It's so beautiful. So they may know Only Believe Church? No! So they may know God! And so Ezekiel chapter 38, that's going to be the Gog and Magog war. It's already set up. You'll find that in all my Revelation books. And the Revelation books that I've written, loved ones, is speaks like I do. It's kind of crazy, hip-hop kind of like, so that you may understand it, right? The Gog and Magog war is going to happen pretty soon. But the rapture has to occur first. Y'all ready for the rapture? Y'all going up? Y'all sure? 100%. All right, some people are like, I don't know. You better know, because if you get stuck down here, I am so sorry for you. Amen. You're going to be like, where do I go? 50% of the world's population will die. You can imagine that? We got what, 8 billion people? Can you imagine 4 billion? We have a huge earthquake and 10,000 people die? Tragic. You imagine 4 billion people dying? You imagine the stench? You imagine the carnage? You imagine politics going, you think politics is going crazy? You imagine politics going crazy? Where do you go? Who do you turn? Oh, don't worry. There'll be an Antichrist. He'll come in a white horse. He'll come in a white horse, and he will, just like he deceived Eve, just like he deceived Cain, Genesis 4:7, sin is encroaching at your door, and it desires to have you, but you must master it. What does he do in the next verse? He kills his brother. Satan talking. How about in Judges chapter 16, verse 1? Samson, minding his own business. Not really. He never minded his own business. Samson, he sees this lady, Delilah. She's so pretty. And he goes into the house, and they're not watching Netflix. They are Netflix. They are showing you everything, what goes on in there. So 16, 1. Fooled. He's fooled. And if you're fooled, you get to be blind. Yeah. So that's Satan before. Satan today, he's like in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. What's he doing? He is the prince of this, 2:2, I think, Ephesians 2:2. He's the prince of the air. In John chapter 14, verse 30, he's the prince of this world. In 8:44 of John, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He's like, your daddy, he's a murderer. He's talking to the Pharisees. He's like, that's your daddy.
He's a murderer and he's a liar. He's a liar. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. What's he? He's an angel of light. Come. 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 I got you. I'm going to give you a feast. You're going to be happy. And you're going to get feces. He don't tell you that. That's the, you know how you see the commercials from whatever, and this will make you blah, 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 but you might commit suicide. Blah, 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 blah. At the end, how's that supposed to help me? You're going to be more depressed. It's for depression. You're going to be more depressed and you might commit suicide. Oh my, it just blows my mind. Medicine, crazy, y'all. Jesus, the best medicine you can ever have in your life. So, again, where was I? How'd I even go there? I don't know, y'all. I need help. Somebody help me. Somebody help the doctor, please. That's Satan before. That's Satan now. Satan in the future. That's where we were. God, may God. Satan in the future. Satan in the future, Revelation chapter 6. He's riding a white horse. Everybody's like, that's Jesus. No. Know your Bible. Chapter 19, white horse, Jesus Christ. Chapter 6, Revelation, white horse, Antichrist. Know the Bible. And so the Antichrist is coming, and he's like, peace. Yeah, I'm beautiful. I can do war. I can do architect. I can do medicine. I can do engineer. I could do anything. I bring all these nations together. I'm going to bring peace like no other person has ever done. And everybody's like, that's the Messiah. He's on a white horse. We have to worship him. Antichrist, come. 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 Yeah. So that's the Antichrist. And then in Daniel 9:27, he breaks that peace in the middle. He goes to the Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. He goes in the middle of the... it's Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. He goes in the middle of the temple and he says, I am Messiah. And he thinks he's the Messiah. And at the end, he's going to face his demise. But he will try to trick people to the end. He ain't going to stop. He's going to grab. I think he knows he's going to hell. I just think he wants as many as people to go with him. Okay? He just wants as many people to go to hell with him. And today, loved ones, if you are not sure if you're going up in the rapture, you got to make sure, because I don't want you to be stuck here getting the 666, because if anybody gets the 666, they become irredeemable and go straight to hell. You cannot get the 666. You can't even afford to be here during the tribulation. We're not going to be here. First train, first plane, I'm out. Let's go. Okay, so now we have Hezekiah praying that they may know. In Ezekiel chapter 38, when Gog and Magog war comes, Russia, Iran, Turkey, who, by the way, are in Syria right now, so they're north of Israel. They're ready to pounce. The word of God is about to come forth and be fulfilled. So they're there anyway. So, and these nations were called out before they were nations. That's how good your Bible is. 2,500 years ago, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, God says, I'll bring them here to Israel. So what? So they may know that I am God. Oh my goodness. I shiver when I hear it. It's so amazing. So God talks now. God talks in starting verse 21. And he says in verse 23, he says, he talks to Sennacherib. You've exalted your voice. And you said with your chariots, you will climb on high. Verse 24. And you'll enter the heights. This sounds like Satan, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. I will ascend upon high. And Lucifer got knocked out of heaven. He still goes there, by the way. He still has access. He's the accuser of the brethren day and night. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And ultimately, he'll be kicked out of heaven in the middle of the tribulation, according to Revelation 12. So God is talking to Sennacherib, and he's like, who in the world do you think you are? He says, I know your abode. I know where you live. In verse 28, God knows all. You rage against me, but I will turn you back the way you came. In Isaiah 45, 6, it says, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sits, I am God. There is no other. Loved ones, he's the only God you need. And so God sends an angel in verse 34, and we're going to end here. God sends an angel,
And that one angel kills 185,000 Assyrian soldiers, and they all wake up dead. They're dead in the head. They're gone. Brain dead, heart dead, kidney dead, everything dead, dead, dead. And nobody can revive them. They're gone because one angel did that. You remember in Matthew chapter 26, verse 53, Jesus said, I can call 12 legions of angels. How many angels that is? 72,000. You imagine? He could have turned 72,000 angels loose on the Pharisees. They'd be like, ah, they're running. No, Jesus is like, I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for you. Remember in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, he took all our sins. He took all our pain because he counted the joy that was ahead of him. Y'all remember that? The joy. Who's the joy? You're his joy. You're his loved one. You're his beloved. You're the one he loves. You're the one he died for. You're the one he carries. You're the one he wants to fill you with the Spirit of God so you can burst. Amen. And live life to the fullest instead of being down and depressed and complaining all day long. It's you he loves. Don't forget it. So you can come as you are today, loved one. Satan's calling you in your life, little one. Satan calls you. Beautiful young man up in the front. He's calling you and saying, come. Or you can listen to the voice of Jesus. Come. Come. Those who are weary, I'm going to give you rest. Come. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, 19. Come. Let us reason together. Though your sins be like scarlet, I will make them white as snow. And though they may be like crimson, I will make them white as wool. But my past, he will make it white as snow. White as wool. You want to know one thing about sin and your sin and mine? He's already buried it, Micah 7, 19, in the ocean. You want to know about your sin? He has already blotted it out. Why are you and me reminding him? Amen. Tell Satan to get out of your head as you wear the helmet of salvation and go, get out of my head, you nasty. I don't want you. I'm going to call him Rabshakeh from now on. Get out of my face, Rabshakeh. So, loved one, you come as you are today, and I want you to do one thing. I want you to bring your little letter. Say, yeah, Lord, this is me today. I might be smiling. I might be jumping. I might be singing. I might be looking pretty, but I'm hurting. Here's my letter. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your intervention. I'm going to need the Holy Spirit to fall on me, cleanse me, empower me, surround me, guide me, and comfort me. I'm going to need you, Papa. Come and cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Psalm 55, 22, 1 Peter 5, 7. Cast, cast, cast. Don't keep, keep, keep. Don't meditate on the problem. Meditate on God's word. Cast, cast, cast. Come, cast, and then conquer. Those are your three C's. Come, cast. I held on tight when I did that. Cast, conquer. Psalm, where is it in Psalm 62, 2? The Lord, he is my only rock. He is my only defense. He is my only salvation. 1 John 4, 4. You little children, you have already overcome them. You've overcome Sennacherib. You've overcome Rabshakeh. You've overcome what the world is throwing at you. You've overcome the reed that has pierced your hands and you're bleeding in their heart. You've overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Do you not know who you are? Do you not know that Jesus Christ left in 14 of John, verse 16 and 17, and saying, when I leave, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Do you not understand that in John 15, that he says, it is expedient, it is better for you that I take off, that I leave, because there comes another Comforter, not a beater, not a hater, not a distractor, not a sabotager, but a Comforter to help you today, right now, a very present help in time of need. Psalm 46:1. Do you not get it? You got to come today.
Amen.
You got to cast today. And today, when you exit the doors of this house, you are more than a conqueror, for the Spirit of God is falling on you. And I'm going to pray that you ain't going to get it sitting pretty in your little seat because you're embarrassed to come up. I'm inviting you right now, right here, to get your beautiful self up here, and let's pray so that you may come, you may cast, and you can go out as a conqueror. Let's go. I'm inviting you. Let's go now. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, He is going to do mighty works in you today. Mighty, mighty, mighty works. This is your God. He who is in God is already an overcomer. And this is how we overcome. It is through our faith, according to 1 John 5:4. We are overcomers in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 61:2, when my heart is overwhelmed, take you to the rock that's higher than I. This is where you've come. No, we probably don't have time, but I just want to go through and just bless you guys, because you are my brethren and sisters in Christ. Maybe we've never met, but we love Jesus Christ together. And I want to pray over you because I feel like God is going to do mighty works in your lives. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God is with you. Emmanuel has come. I proclaim your life is changing right now. I proclaim that what He has called you to do that looks impossible is now possible. I proclaim that you will be a woman of God of strength. I proclaim that you will be a man that stands on the Word. And I ask that you read the Word. Do not neglect the Word. God has called you, loved ones. God has called you to do great things for Him. It's in like John being 90 years old and doing great things. Do not discount what God has placed in your heart. Go, go, go. Lord Jesus loves you. He has called you. Your past is gone. It's just gone. The new has come. The Lord has strengthened you. You are no longer weak. You are like Gideon, ready for battle. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is shining His beautiful face upon you. He's being gracious to you. Accept it. And in turn, be gracious to those who have harmed you. The Lord has called you, dear one, to share the beauty of God with others, to loosen your tongue so that you may preach and give and heal. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has called you to anoint others with your beautiful voice and beautiful heart, because He's given you a tender heart and He wants you to use it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not be weak. Stand tall.
Stand on the Word of God. He's your rock. The Lord God is your salvation. That means He's your healer. And He has healed your body. All the dead cells are gone. All the new has come in the name of Jesus. What is of the past is of the past. He's making all things new for you. The Lord is with you. He is for you. And He is never, never against you. Open up your heart and receive Emmanuel. Receive Him and fly like the eagles. The Lord God is asking you to do mighty works for Him. And you say, who, me? Yes, you. You need to rise. You need to start whatever He has told you to start. And He has promised to complete it, because He who began a good work in you will complete it to the end. The Lord loves you. He loves your spirit. He loves the way you follow Him. And He wants you to share more in the name of Jesus Christ with your neighbors, with those around you in the grocery store. He wants you to call on His name. He wants you to trust Him more than you trust anybody else. The Lord is bringing healing to your spine in the name of Jesus Christ. The spines that are collapsed are now being rebuilt in the name of Jesus. What orthopedic doctors cannot do, the Lord can. The Lord is with you. He wants to remind you of His name. His name is Emmanuel. He is going to be with you wherever you go. And those who have hurt you, and those who have ridden on your back, you will forgive. And you will look at how He will rise you up. The Lord loves you. He wants to feed you with His Word. He invites you to come to His table. And He's asking you to come and dine with Him, so that joy that you have not experienced in a long time will return to you right now as we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord has placed the shoes of peace on you, and the turmoil that is in your soul has now changed to peace because you wear those shoes of peace. And that is His gospel. The fact that He died for you, bled for you, rose for you. And now when you leave this house, you will experience a peace that you have not felt before. And you are right now a different man. In the name of Jesus Christ, this beautiful family, the Lord surrounds you with the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit to protect you from harm. And this little baby, she's going to become a prophetess of the living God. She is going to call on His name and do miraculous works in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will be the glory within you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. The Lord has major plans for you. Satan has said, come, come, come. There are many paths. Some paths are good, but there is only one way, and that's Jesus Christ. And He's calling you. Do not allow Satan to mess with your mind, because you are chosen, a chosen generation to do mighty works for Him. The Lord is healing your body, the arteries in your body, the coronary arteries, your hearing, your ears. The Lord has completely healed you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are set free, not only in body, but in spirit, because those who came against you will soon fall, but you will rise because you are now a forgiver. The Lord bless this family. He has given you a sword, the Word of God. And He too invites you to dine with Him. He wants you to put aside whatever is taking your time. whatever is unnecessary. And he's about to show you great and marvelous things that you don't know, according to Jeremiah 33. And he's going to use you too mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. There are many friends that surround you that don't need to be your friends. They are here to harm. You need to let go of some people in your life. You need to say, my God is God, and my God is my friend. And he wants to call you his friend. This is your opportunity. You say, but I can't leave. Yes, you can. And you must. And you will be a virtuous woman for the rest of your life, crowned with the beauty of God. The Lord loves you. The Lord has showered you with his grace. But now you're going to a different level. You're going to go from grace to grace, from mercy to mercy, from love to love, because you have opened your heart to Jesus Christ. This is the new you. He's making everything new. The Lord loves you, and I just see him giving you the biggest hug in the world, saying, I'm not going to leave you. I'm never going to disappoint you. There are many who have disappointed you, but I'm not going to disappoint you. I'm calling you to my dining table, and I am going to renew you, revive you, strengthen you. Come, come to the table of the living God. The Lord has called you too, dear one, as he has called so many in the Bible. He's called you to help younger ladies, to help them go in the ways of the Lord. Prepare, read, study, fast, so that you may be able to lead in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything, all memories, all mistakes, all hardships that have plagued you in life, they are now being cast in the pits of the sea because the blood of the Lamb is running from your head to your toe. And he's taken out your heart. You talk about a surgeon of surgeons. He's taken out your heart of stone and is implanting a heart of flesh, of goodness, of forgiveness. You are a different man. The Lord bless this family, this couple. The Lord surrounds you with his glory. He surrounds you with his fire. He surrounds you with his love. There may be 1,000 to the side of pestilence and 10,000 on your right hand, but it shall not come near you, but you must dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord is shining his face upon you. He's saying, I'm going to give you something that you do not have. I'm giving you my shalom peace. And that shalom peace is not only like I have no anxiety. Right now, anxiety, leave this precious lady in the name of Jesus. Leave, get out. Go to the pits of hell. You don't belong here. Not only peace in your mind, but peace in your whole body and soul and your life. You, dear one, are completely new. When you leave this place, you will be smiling with joy and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. He cares so much for you. Though you may have stumbled, though you may have fallen, though you have made mistakes, who of us have not? He's carrying you right now. He's like, this is too much for you. Your shoulders are bearing too much right here. You cannot go on this way. You cannot think this way anymore. You can't even live this way. I'm carrying you. Let go. Let me come, cast, walk out as a conqueror, because I'm carrying you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord shine his beautiful face upon you. You too have been called to inspire others, to mentor others. And you're like, I can't. No, it's you. You have been called to mentor. You have been called to help. You have been called to assist. You have been called to fast. You have been called to pray. You may not be able to preach, but you have been called to aid. And that, behind the scenes, is the same glory as the one who preaches in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is calling you two special people to do wonderful works and miracles. He lives in you. He has called you by name, and He calls you a holy nation. You may not look at yourself as a holy nation. You may say, you don't know what I did, but you are a holy nation. From now on, there's a special light that shines in you, and people will notice, and you will brag, not about yourselves, but about Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. There are many things in earth that dissipate. Flowers come and flowers go. Love comes, love goes. People come, people go. But God wants you to know He is so faithful to you. Despite you and me, despite ourselves, He is so faithful. He is so loyal. And He says to you, don't turn me away. Don't turn me away. Let go of the past. Come to me and experience faithfulness and loyalty like you've never, ever experienced in your whole life. Young man, there's a vision for you of doing great things for the Lord. You may be going in a certain direction. I believe the Lord is calling you to work with children and with kids. They're our future, and they need so much help. They're confused as to male, female, what. But you're going to be like a rock they look up to. You're going to be a mentor for them, a coach, a leader. You're not a follower. You are a leader, and Christ is going to give you that strength. Young lady, the Lord loves you and is with you and is saying, I'm here to carry you. I'm here to take away whatever the rotten people did to you. I want you to forgive them right now. I want you to, in your mind, to call them out by name and say, this is what you did to me. This is how you hurt me. This is how you stabbed me. And because of Jesus, you don't deserve it, but because of Jesus, I'm going to forgive you right now. You are set free. And not only are you set free, because if you're set free and you walk out of prison, you still have the same memories. But you, young lady, you are made free. You are new in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan the dragon wants you. He's calling you. He wants to destroy you. In fact, he's here to steal from you, to kill you, and to maim you. But God has come to give you abundant life. I need you to step into this path today and forevermore. Step into His path. His light is shining upon you. He has called you specially because you too are going to help children. You too are going to help people. You too are going to be a leader. You too are made for this, to be His ambassador. You think, no, that's not me. Yes, yes, you. You have been called to be His ambassador in the name of Jesus. Rise. Let's go. Let's get it done. In the name of Jesus Christ, those that have cursed you, those who have abandoned you, those who have left you, those who have sabotaged you, I need you to forgive them. I need you to say, get out of my life. I'm not going to have your memory anymore. And I completely, 100%, I forgive you. I right now release you out of my soul. You will not rent space in my head. And then I see the blessings of God just pouring on you, pouring on you, pouring on you so much from now on that you're not going to be able to contain it. But here's your warning. You don't keep this blessing for you. You pour it out to other people so you will not be stagnant and you will be active in the name of Jesus, because He trusts you so much that He's called you. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord wants to take off your robes of pain and sorrow. They have no place in you anymore. He wants to place the robe of salvation and honor on you right now. And you are different right now. The ropes are falling. You are becoming a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away. The new has come. Accept it. Take it. Take away all junk. Bring in all goodness. That's your God. Every good and perfect gift on your life, in your life, is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, who is in love with you, and we praise His wonderful name. Young lady, God loves you so much. He has died for you. He has called you. He's in love with you. And He's calling you to narrow your path. It's a little too broad. There are too many things that don't need to exist. It's same in my life. And He's asking you to pluck those things out. It could even be friends. Pluck them out. It's not to hurt them. It's not, you're not superior. I'm not superior. Our God is superior. But there are things in your path that don't belong. You need to pick them out and throw them away right here, right now. The decision is made. And your path, though it may be narrow, it is bright with goodness and mercy and love and joy is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Young lady, God has gifted you with wonderful intelligence. And the Lord wants to use that intelligence. He doesn't want you to be like those PhDs or MDs who think they're God. He wants to use your intelligence for His glory. And He's going to even strengthen your mind even more. And you're going to experience wisdom and understanding that you've never had before. And you're going to say, is this me? No, it is not you. It is your God who loves you and is going to do great things for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mama, God loves you. He's called you. You think it's over. You think it's done. You think, I don't have anything else. No, no, He's called you to give to others. And you're like, what do I have? That little oil in the jar? He wants you to use it. You're like, but that's all I have. Give, and He's going to give you so much more. Fill you with blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. This beautiful couple, the Lord has called you. The Lord has called you to mentor others. And you're like, I don't even have time. I don't even have time for myself. What am I going to do? The words that He's given to you, they're not empty words. They're found in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 47. Those words, which is His word, is your life. And He needs you both every night on your knees with an open Bible. Shut down the television. Shut down the distractions. Open the Bible. And start. And the Lord is going to give you immense understanding that you've never had before. This is not for yourselves. This is because He wants you and has called you to pour out your lives in other people's lives. You are going to make a difference, not only in this church, but in this world. Take it. Go. Loved ones, the Lord is your God. He is your Savior. He is your salvation. He is your protector. It is not over. You're going to be called, and it's going to be difficult, like the island of Patmos. It may be in isolation, but you are being called to do great works for Him. Writing a book, sharing with your neighbors, helping people, You are called. You are not to be placed on a shelf. You too are called. For noble purposes. Noble. Noble. Do not discount. Young lady, I see the Lord shining His face upon you. So overwhelming that you can't even take it in. And I see you overflowing, not with the music of this world, not with the Hollywood junk and poison, but with the Word of God. And there's a certain beauty in your heart. And that beauty is going to be seen by others. And they will stop you and ask you what is up with you. And you will share the gospel with people you thought I could never share. He's going to loose your tongue right now. And you're like, what do I say? You just talk about the beauty of the Lord and how He has helped you and how He will help them. And this couple, in the name of Jesus Christ, God has called you to be fruitful. God has called you to be strong. He's taken away all the weaknesses. In fact, if there is any weakness left, He said, okay, let it stay. Because in your weakness, I'm about to show you my strength. So I want you to rise. I want you to leave this place and say, whatever was ailing me, it's already fixed. I don't want you to be stupid. Sometimes we get stupid and say, I don't see it. You see it. It's there. It's reality. It's hurting you. But you're like, it's fixed. I've cast it. I've come. I've cast. And now I'm the conqueror in Christ. It is finished. It is done in the name of Jesus Christ. And this beautiful couple, in the name of Jesus Christ, God is calling you two. Also, I see you two in a living room on your knees praying together. That might not have been done for a long time, but He needs you to pray together. He needs iron to sharpen iron. He needs this iron to sharpen this iron. Whatever there's feuds or whatever, I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ. I break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever misunderstanding there is, I break it in the name and tell those demonic forces to go to the pits of hell right now, because this bond will not break. In prayer, you're going to change this world. You say, I can't go anywhere. It don't matter. Your prayers are going to carry Pastor Nicole, Pastor Randy, Pastor Eric, everybody who works, all the evangelists. Your prayers are going to make a difference. You're like, I don't see it. You will in heaven. You're going to see it in heaven. People are going to come up to you too and say, thank you. And you're like, I don't even know you. No, you prayed for me. You helped me. That's your lot. Go. In the name of Jesus Christ, loved one, God has called you. God so loves you. Do you know that you are called His beloved? And you may not have known that, but He loves you. And He wants you to be kind of like John from now on. That I'm His favorite apostle. And that's not arrogance. That's just knowing who you are. And God wants to know, or you to know, that you are His beloved. You are accepted. You are loved. You are cared for. And when you hear no other voice, and you hear crickets, and where is my help? God says to you, lift up your eyes. Look to the heavens where your help comes from. He will not leave you. He will not slumber. And He will carry you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord God loves you too. The Lord wants you to take off what is ailing you right now. You're like, I can't carry it anymore. Well, here's your letter then. Present it to Him. Look at all the nasty words. Look at all the painful words. Look at all the dark words. And look at the blood just falling on that page. Look at it. Look at it. And look at that page being white as snow. Look at your heart being white as snow. Look at your bodies changing. Look at your mind changing. Look at what has happened today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. The Lord is carrying you.
Yes.
You're carrying something you cannot even handle. You're carrying something that is beyond you. You're asked for it for years. It has not occurred. But here it is. You're handing it off to the Lord. And perhaps He didn't give it to you because He's got something better for you. Don't seek what you sought in the past. Seek the new. Seek His face. And you will get much more than you ever sought for in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you too. You know He came specially for you. If you were the only two creatures in this world, He'd be like, these are my peoples. These are the ones I love. These are the ones I came for. These are the ones I died for. These are the ones I spilled my blood for. So the blood of Jesus right now is spilling over your head all the way to your toes. And the blood of Jesus has now entered your heart and entered your heart and said, what's in the past? What's ailing you? What's reminding you? What is beating you? Present it before the Lord and look at the blood. Look at the blood just completely taking it out. And say in your mind and heart and soul, I come as I am. Your blood has now cleansed me completely. I came as I am, but once I leave, I ain't leaving as I was. I am new. I am strong. And I'm His beloved in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. That back pain of yours is being gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to Satan and his demonic forces of infirmity. I say, be gone, be cast in the pits of hell if you're taking any medications. I proclaim you're not going to need medications in the name of Jesus for the pain. I proclaim you are healed. I proclaim you are strong. I proclaim you are new in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. He looks through His lens, and all He sees in you is Jesus. And you, dear one, may be seeing something totally different. But He's asking you today, from henceforth, to look at yourself as He sees you. Accepted His child, His daughter, the one whom He loves, the one who He came for. And from now on, you look at the world in a different lens. And all the complaints, they're gone. Your tongue is new. Your tongue right now is new. You will speak life from henceforth, and you will no longer speak death, and your life has changed. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. He is with you, dear brother. The Lord's face is shining on you. You have so much joy in your heart. And He wants you to start sharing that joy more and more. You're like, I'm not called to be an evangelist. No, but you are called to be His witness. And He's empowering you right now with the Holy Spirit of the living God to be bolder than you've ever been. Boldness, like, where in the world did that come from in my life? To bold, to loose your tongue, to be eloquent, to speak like you've never spoke. Never mind the PhDs and never mind the THDs and never mind the MDs. Go with God. Go with God in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is with you. And the Lord is asking you to just let go of what is being in your head. On and on. Memory. On and on. And it won't stop. It badgers you. You try to get somewhere and you're knocked back down, on and on. And it won't leave you. I break that bond right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I cast it into pits of Hades and hell. I ask and I command that it will never return back to you again. And you are new. You are strong. You have a new mind. And God wants you to train this mind in the name of Jesus Christ by getting in the Word. The Word has been far from you. The Word needs to come close to you, not only in church, but at the house, at the work, wherever you may be. He wants you to meditate. Meditate on His Word day and night, and you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Young man, the Lord is calling you. An athlete Yet he wants for you to put those idols aside. It's not that he wants you to stop. He wants you to put the idol of self aside. And he wants you to cast it. He said, no, I don't want that idol. It's like Ezekiel in chapter 8 seeing all these idols. It's like our King Hezekiah who saw all these idols and said, no, clean this up. He's asking you to clean right now. And you can't clean it. You can't get no vacuum to come in your heart and suck it out. But right now I see the blood being spilled. I see the helmet of salvation on your head. I see the breastplate of righteousness. From now on, you will walk with a breastplate of righteousness. From henceforth, whoever knew you gonna look at you and go, what in the world just happened to you? Who in the world are you? You may even need to let go of some of your friends because they're not gonna believe what just happened to you. That's the breastplate of righteousness. That's the helmet of salvation. Your idols are gone and self-idol is no more. Your God is your God alone. Young lady, God loves you. God has called you. You're like, not me. You don't know. No, you don't know. You don't know how much he loves you. You don't know how much he cares for you. You don't know how much he's pouring out in you right now. I want you to raise your hand and accept it and say, yes, Father. Yes, I accept it. I'm taking in your love. I thought you couldn't love me, but I'm accepting it. I'm taking your joy. I've lost my joy. I'm taking in your joy. Holy Spirit, you comfort me from now on. I've not been comforted. I've been ailing. I've been anxious. Be gone, anxiety, in the name of Jesus. You today are accepting the new you. And it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit in you. The old has passed. The new has come. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. He cares so much. And whatever you had in the past, the crimson, the blotches, the mistakes, as all of us, He's making it white. Your slate is clean. That means you get to write a new book, not a chapter. Your life has changed. There's things for you to do. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to rise like the eagles. You're not playing with the chickens anymore. Rise like the eagle in the name of Jesus Christ. It's young, beautiful peoples, in the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim goodness upon you. I proclaim mercy upon you. I proclaim favor upon you. I proclaim what has been empty is now being filled. I proclaim what has been wrong is now right. I proclaim any wedges that have come between you, placed by family or Satan, we're removing it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is falling, it has fallen, it is gone, and you two will be a couple like no other. You will proclaim the word of God. You two will be missionaries. You two will go to the world. You two will heal the children. You too will proclaim the love. You're like, no, I don't have the tongue. Right now, I speak eloquence of God upon you. Who's Peter? Big mouth. Couldn't do nothing. But all of a sudden preaching. That's you too. You're like, no, it's you too. To the world. In the name of Jesus. There was a lamb in Revelation chapter 5. He's slain. The elder tells John he's the lion. But when John turns around, he sees a lamb. The blood of this lamb is now deeply penetrating in your soul. Not in the spirit. You already have the spirit of the living God. But in your soul. And that soul is changing from the depression, from the anxiety, to joy and peace like you've never experienced in your life. Because it's the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, has now touched you. And your soul is being renewed and is renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Young lady, God has called you. He loves you so much.
There may have been taunting. There may have been all kinds of evil sayings. But he loves you. You are his chosen. You are so special to him. And yes, you too are called to do great works for him. You're like, I cannot. Yes, you can. You're like, my body might be broken, my head may be broken, my life may be broken, but God is making you new. He's touching your body. He's touching your eyes, your soul, your spirit. He's strengthening you, and you're going to be bold. You're no longer going to be timid. You're not going to be shy. You're going to be like a lion, and you're going to roar. And as you roar, you're going to turn into an eagle. And you're going to start flying. This is you. The world may not think so, but God does. Go. In the name of Jesus. The Lord loves you. You remember the plates that Aaron wore on his chest? And it was the 12 tribes, and it had all kinds of, from gold to onyx to emerald to amethyst. Well, he wears you on his chest. He wants you to know that. And you may have thought, no way in the world. Maybe somebody else. Maybe Pastor Randy. Maybe Pastor Nicole. Maybe Eric. Maybe Pastor Phyllis. But not me. No, you. From now on, you walk around, not in arrogance, but you walk around as he has you on his breast. Because that's how much he loves you. And that will make all the difference in your life. The Lord is with you. You may have thought he didn't hear you. You may have thought he didn't see your tears, but he's seen every single one of them. And he's kept it in a jar because he counts it and he loves you. And he's saying those tears are now turning into the morning of joy. The morning, the sun rising, joy is coming in your life. Accept it. Say, you don't understand my circumstances. No, we see the Lord doing miracles. The walls of Jericho in your life, they're falling in the name of Jesus Christ. This beautiful couple, Lord God, I can see your sun's rays shining on them. I can see how much you love them. I can see how much they want to draw closer to you. So mark this on your calendar. This June of 2025, you have now become children of the living God that not know him, but now are falling in love with him. You haven't experienced this love for him. It's been a little distant for you. Church, yes, good. But this love is now being renewed in you. You're going to fall in love with him. And you fall in love through the word in him. And as you do, your life is about to be changed. There's blessings coming your way. And he doesn't want you to hold the blessings for yourselves. He needs you to give it to others so that you may be filled more. This is your calling. Now, you're falling in love from henceforth in the name of Jesus Christ. You two together?
That's my dad.
Oh, Dad. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful family. Lord God, we see this beautiful family before you. I see a fog. I see darkness. I see pain. I see thunder. I see lightning. I see demonic forces. But oh, I look up and I see the Son's face, Jesus Christ. I see his blood spilled all over you. I see the past of darkness melt away. I see forgiveness come upon you. I see all the fog, all the darkness dissipating. And from now on, you are the children of the living God. All we need to do is confess with a mouth, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, you are my Lord. And I believe you died for me. I believe you rose from the dead. I'm not living in this darkness no more. Be gone, you demonic forces, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone, you fog, you darkness, you thunder, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to close your eyes and imagine what is reality
and supernatural. Do you see God's sun shining on you? Oh, not only the sun physically, but his son, Jesus Christ. It is over. The past is gone. The new is here, and you are renewed and revived and resuscitated in the name of Jesus. Hi, dear. Miss Luann, how did I know your name? Luann, God loves you. There are things that are frayed in your life. They're frazzled. They're broken. They're constantly nagging at you. It's bothering you. It's actually too hard on your shoulders. And right now I am envisioning supernaturally by God's word that the old has passed away. And he's asking you a question, dear. He's asking you a question. He's like, can't you perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert. And the reason why he's asking you, can't you perceive it, dear, is because you and I, we tend to look back. And we go, no, I can't perceive it. No more looking back. Look forward. Look up to where your help comes from. All the frazzlement is gone in the name of Jesus. You are renewed. Hallelujah. Lord bless you and Lord keep you. And the Lord shine his face upon you. The Lord wants to cover you. There is a sadness, there is a darkness, and I'm cursing that sadness and darkness in the name of Jesus. I'm cursing the loneliness in the name of Jesus. I'm proclaiming a blessing upon your life, a blessing in your body, a blessing in your mind, a blessing in your work, a blessing wherever you go. And for you to speak life from now on, to say, no, I'm not going to be of the past. I'm not going to accept the past. I'm going to accept him. I'm going to accept what he has given to me. I'm going to take it with my whole heart. Do I deserve it? No, but I'm going to take it because he gave it. And that gift is free, loved one. That gift is for you. That gift is for you now and forevermore. Take it and run with it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hello, dear one. The Lord loves you. The Lord is for you. The Lord is with you. There's so many distractions in your life. There's too many things happening at one time. Kind of reminds me of me. So many things, there's so little time. He wants you to start focusing. He doesn't want you to have a vision like a chicken. He wants you to have a vision like an eagle who could on a dime stop in the air and look down and go after that salmon. So the focus in you is changing right now. All the little stuff that's bothering you, that's taking your time, say, let go, stop, 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 right now, in the name of Jesus. Focus on him, and all these little things will be added unto you. In the name of Jesus, can I have a napkin? Thank you. Well, hello, dear ones. My brother Nick. God has called you guys. His favor is upon you. But now the favor becomes multiplied in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the silence and tears become joy and laughter. Now things that were broken are mended. Now the things that were confused become understandable. Now the wisdom of God falls upon you. The Spirit of the living God, of wisdom and understanding, of counsel, of power, of knowledge, and the fear, your fear of him, and I mean reverence, is being multiplied right now, supernaturally, for both of you. You two are gonna be immense and do immense work for God, but you will never, ever, ever take the glory on yourselves. You will always point people and say, look, 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 look what God has done in the name of Jesus. What has been impossible in your life is about to become possible. This is your God. Can the camel go through the eye of a needle? No. Can your situation be fixed? No. But can God? Yes. And is he? Yes. And will he? Yes. Will you just give it up right now?
Will you just say go, let go, let go, let go, let go, and say, God, I don't even see it, but in the supernatural, it is done, and I'm going to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for this lovely lady. This is your daughter. The Lord is going to anoint you with wisdom. Wisdom that's beyond comprehension, wisdom that's beyond intelligence, wisdom that's beyond human awareness. Right now, and you're going to wear that wisdom around your head as an anointing. Not for yourself, but for the kingdom of God. Use it to help others, encourage others, love others, and to pour yourself in others in the name of Jesus Christ. You two together, you two beautiful people. Father, I thank you for this family. I thank you that you're surrounding them with your angels. And I just see these two precious souls, a mom and a daughter, dwelling in your secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you two together will say, you will say of the Lord that he's your refuge and he's your fortress. Your God in him from now on, you will trust. You're not going to trust man. You're not going to trust gold. You're not going to trust teachers or whatever. I'm not saying we're not going to honor people. You're just going to trust the Lord. And young lady, you need to rise. You will be a prophetess. I see Deborah in you. Deborah, a warrior, somebody that has to be reckoned with. You are Deborah. It's time for you to rise in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord shine his face upon you. You too are called. You thought you didn't even belong. You thought, who would ever want me? You thought, how could I even be used? You thought, I don't even have that stamina, education, networking. You don't need nothing but Jesus Christ. He is in you, with you, through you, and beside you. And he too has called you. So now it's your turn to rise up. Now it's your turn to take that light, which he actually said, you are the light of the world. Yes, we know he's the light, John 8:12. But in Matthew, he said, you're the light of the world. It's time for you to shine that light. It's time for you to go on the missions trip. It's time for you to go and share with children and adults how beautiful your God is. It's time. He's called you. Don't discount yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. And you may think, the timing in my life has all been wrong. It hasn't been right. Well, everything has a season. And I proclaim that he is making everything beautiful in your life. Everything beautiful in your life. Ecclesiastes 3:11. This is what's going to happen to you. Open your eyes, look up to the heavens, and say, it's time, Lord. It's time for your favor. I take it. I don't deserve it. I cannot command it. But in humility, I accept it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loved ones, the Lord wants you to start entering his gates with thanksgiving. Perhaps there has been a lack of thanksgiving in your life. He's done so much for you, and he's going to do so much more. But he wants to hear your thanksgiving. He wants you two to be on your knees every single night. Not one person goes here and the other person goes there, and you do your thing and you do it. Everybody's got to do what they got to do. But together, we ain't playing no basketball here. Together, on your knees, in prayer, with the Word of God, and just thanking him. Even thanking him for the emptiness. Thanking him what has not been. Thanking him for a family that surrounds you with little children that is overwhelming you. Like, how many children can there be? This is your lot. To raise a family, to be strong, and to be thankful. Together. Where the bonds
cannot and will not, in the name of Jesus, be broken. Amen. Beautiful people, God loves you. God cares for you. He cares for you so much that he was willing to give up his back for you. I could just imagine his bones and his kidneys showing up. It's torment. And his visage, his face couldn't even be recognized. It couldn't be recognized because he took on your sins and my sins. But from now on, your faces, they're going to shine. Because his face was unrecognizable, people are going to see his face in your faces. You're going to shine his light, his love, his goodness, his mercy. You're going to be filled and overflowing in your life. You're going to be blessed upon blessing. And then you're going to say, what in the world am I going to do with this blessing? It is not for you to keep. It is for you to share. It is for you to give. But expect the blessings. Expect his goodness. Expect his mercy. And on your knees every night, thank him, thank him, thank him. Even before you see the miracles. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has surrounded you. There's evil that was meant against you, evil to harm you. But all that evil is turning into life. All that evil is dismantling. There are no weapons that were formed against you that's going to be able to prevail. Oh, they came, but they're not going to prevail. They're not going to overtake you. They're not going to overcome you. They're not going to destroy you. They're not going to take you down. You have to stand one place alone. That's the rock, Jesus Christ. Stand on him. Psalm 40, verses 1. I see him picking you out of the pit and out of the mire and setting your feet on the rock, Jesus Christ, where you shall be established henceforth. Amen. Young man, God has called you to your work, your education, he's going to use. But above all, he wants to use your heart, your kind heart, actually, your tender heart, your loving heart. There are not many people like you. But you're even going to a higher level. I see where you are, but I see where you're going. And it is only with God's strength. It is only with his power. It is only through the Comforter. And as you're walking, I see fire around you. And I don't mean fire like a fireman. I mean fire of the Holy Ghost, where there's going to be angels surrounding you. No man is going to touch you. The fire of the Holy Spirit is going to overwhelm people as you walk in. But don't let that take over your mind and soul and look in the mirror and say, that's me. That's not you. That's the Lord Jesus in you. It's begun. The fire has begun in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants to tell you how much he's protecting you. There are many tragedies that could have affected you, but he's held it back. And I want you to be so thankful today to say, thank you for the things I've not seen. Thank you for the things that you've saved me from. I thought my life was miserable, but no, you have done such great things in me, and I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. As you leave today, dear one, you're going to have a heart that's more thankful than anybody else here. You're going to be thankful upon thankful upon thankful. And as you enter his gates with thankfulness, he's going to anoint you with his Holy Spirit, anoint you with his love, anoint you with his goodness, and anoint you with his blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Who do we have here? What's her name?
Annalie.
Annalie? Father God, we bring Annalie before you. She is your child. Oh, Satan may want her, but he can't have her. Annalie belongs to Jesus Christ. And Annalie, when you grow up, you will fall in love with Jesus. You will fall in love with his word. You will fall in love with the Spirit of the living God. And as the Spirit of the living God falls upon you, you will be a warrior like no other in the name of Jesus Christ. You will do great wonders and great works for him. And Dad, you and the family, you are her protection. But you need to understand there's a greater protection around you, surrounding you, with you. and that there are evil that's planned against you, but we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we say, yeah, there might be 10,000 on his side, but we proclaim that it shall not come near you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Dear ones, God is for you and with you. And there are many things that bother you. There are many memories that haunt you. And I want you today to cast it on Christ. Oh, he can take it. He can handle it. He's not little. He's got 8 billion people to take care of, and he's right here with us right now. So those haunting memories, I proclaim right now, dissipate, disappear, dissolve, and go to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim no weapons formed against you from henceforth is going to be able to prevail. I proclaim that you stand on the rock, Jesus, and I see the blood of the Lamb pouring on you, all over you, strengthening you, and honoring you. You thought, no, that can't be. Yes. You have new honor now. It's a badge of Jesus Christ. And that honor has fallen upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This beautiful family, Father, I thank you for this family. I bless this family in the name of Jesus Christ. All the medical illnesses I proclaim are being gone, dissolving. I proclaim a newness in your mindset, the way you think, the way you walk. Not in pride, but in confidence from now on. Yes, your God is with you. Yes, your God loves you. Yes, your God is for you. Yes, your God protects you. Yes, your God is going to use you. From now on, no slumping. Walk in confidence and say, I belong to him and he belongs to me. And my life is forever changed in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for this little one. We don't even know. Did we know the name?
Sophia.
Sophia, in the name of Jesus Christ. Sophia, we know you can hear us. Right now we bring you to the throne of God, where you are in your mama's belly, but you are being protected by the living God. And from your head to toe, we proclaim health upon health to you. From your head to toe, we proclaim strength upon you. From your head to toe, we proclaim that you are filled now with the Spirit of the living God. And the Spirit of the living God will lead you and will guide you and will support you. And you will rise like no other. And people will wonder, how is Sophia this strong? She is filled with the wisdom of the living God. From the mother's womb, we thank you, God. We bless you, God, and we bless Mama in the name of Jesus Christ, that she will be a strong Mama. She will not be weak. She will not falter. She will be in the Word. My dear, the Word has been missing from you. God wants you to hold on to his Word. He wants you to open the Word. He wants you to salivate over the Word. He's about to give you great strength. Great strength. Great power that only comes from the Word. Mama, from henceforth, you speak the Word in Sophia's life, in your family's life. He surrounds you, dear one. You are not alone. God is with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Are you together? Father, we thank you for this young man. We thank you that he too, to me, looks like a missionary man. He too is going to go to the missions. He too thought, no, not me. Yes, you. Yes, God called you. Why do you think he says you're a chosen generation? You are a chosen generation. It's time for you to put on the whole armor of God, not partially, but all. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace. It's time. Put it on. Start the fight. You are going to, at the end of this whole fight, say, I have fought this fight. I have kept the faith. Run the course. Keep the faith. Don't be looking at people in the bleachers. They taunt, they yell. Just tell them to shut up. and walk on in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe not shut up, but just tell him to be quiet. Father, I thank you for this precious child of yours. I pray over her. I pray over her life. I pray over her bones. Her bones. Be strong in the name of Jesus. Be filled with marrow. Be filled with calcium. Be filled with strength. Be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Be filled with joy. Go in peace. Proclaim his word. Go home and dance. Sing and say, my God is with me and he strengthened me, my body, my mind, my soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't forget to dance. What's your name?
Braden.
Braden. Father, I thank you for Braden. I thank you for his sweet smile. I thank you for his tender heart. I thank you that he's a youngster who's in love with you. I mean, that's in today's world. Braden, I proclaim that you will never do drugs. You won't even touch alcohol. You will never smoke. You will never do marijuana. You will never get into drugs. You will never touch anything like that in your whole life. You will have friends that say, come on, come on. You'll say, go, go. They are not your friends in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be pure. You will be pure in body. You will be pure in mind. You will be pure in soul. You'll be pure in spirit, Braden. This is your calling. Oh, it doesn't stop there, because God is doing great works in you. He's picked you. He's chosen you. He's put his hand upon you. You've been predestined. From the beginning of the foundations of the world, before the world began, you were chosen. Braden, you've got great things to do for the Lord. I do see the distractions of drugs and alcohol, but I do see that you have said no. For now and forevermore, you won't even taste it. You won't even come close to it, because that's not you, because you're more powerful than all that. Because great is he that is you than he that is in the world. Amen. Well, hello, Mama. How you do?
Sorry.
What's your name?
Orovan.
Orovan?
Yes.
That almost sounds Armenian.
No.
But I know you ain't Armenian.
Le-Ocean.
Orovan. Okay.
Le-Ocean.
It means the ocean?
Le-Ocean.
Le-Ocean. That's the name. Blouse. Wow. Blouse. And you end up in Ohio? Okay. I know. It's like me ending up in Tennessee. Chattanooga. Lord, this is your daughter. I mean, you've transplanted her from one world to the next world, to a cornfield. And we just want to thank you, Father, that she has a special standing here. She is specially anointed. That she too is a missionary. She too is one who helps. She too is one who extends her hand. She too is a giver. We thank you for her, Father. We anoint her in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint her with your joy and your peace and your goodness and your mercy. We are so thankful in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hi, dear.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
Yes.
Father, this is your daughter, your beautiful daughter. She's in love with you. You are the Rose of Sharon. And I see your scent all over this beautiful lady. I see your beautiful blessings coming down upon her. I see how she may be carrying things that are distracting her. And right now, we just throw it at your altar. We just cast it and say, no, 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 no more. And you, dear one, you will carry his scent from now on. You, in fact, your prayer and your worship unto him is a sweet savor unto him. And that sweet savor, he takes it in and says, that's my daughter. He is so much in love with you, and he is so proud of you. Go home with this beautiful scent. Let the others see it. Let it smell. Let it shine through. And it will, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Together. Father, we thank you for this beautiful couple. We thank you. I do see John the Apostle. I see Deborah. And you're like, no, that's for the 5-year-olds and the 10-year-olds. And no, I see work in you. I see, you know, salvation, to attain salvation, we can't work, right? We could do no work. But after that, in Ephesians 8, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, after that, it says, you have been called for the workmanship of God. It's time for you to start working. I feel like there are tools that have been put on the shelf. Those tools need to come out. They need to be sharpened. Never mind television. Never mind entertainment. Never mind this world. Never mind distractions. It's time for those tools to come out. It's time for your work to shine. And you too have been called to do it. You say, I'm overwhelmed. I can't. The oil of the Holy Ghost is upon you. And from henceforth, you will use these tools in a very special way to bring glory to God. Amen? Amen. Well, hello, loved ones. Father God, I thank you for this beautiful couple. I thank you for their love for you. I thank you for the joy that just spills out of their pores. I thank you for them, Papa. And I'm proclaiming healing in their bodies right now. I'm proclaiming my brother here to not use a cane anymore. Amen. That L4, L5, S1 is being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim the sciatica leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim a new hip without an orthopedic surgeon. I proclaim a new knee without an orthopedic surgeon. Knees. I proclaim new ankles in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim mobility like he's never had. I proclaim it. And we accept it. And we thank you, Papa, as you heal their whole body, their blood, their stomach, their lungs, their hearts. Thank you, Father. You too, loved ones, are not to stay idle. You too are about to go into fifth gear. You might have been like on neutral. I see neutral. I need you to go to fifth gear now in the name of Jesus. You're like, what? The Holy Spirit will show you. The Holy Spirit will reveal. But no more neutral. It is gone. Go fifth gear in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. The Lord is shining his face upon you. The Lord has taken care of what's ailing you. You're like, I don't even see it. He's taken care of what's ailing you. It is accomplished. It is finished. It is done with his blood. It is done with his work. It is done with his supernatural Holy Spirit. You leave today with a certain joy that you've never had. You leave today confident that your Lord has done this. You leave today being certain of what you have hoped for and being confident of what you have not seen. You leave today victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless this beautiful couple. The Lord surround this beautiful couple. And I see you too also stagnant and not moving. The Lord is moving right now. The fire of the Holy Spirit is falling on your heads. The fire is falling in your heart. There were just little embers, and now it's catching on fire. It's catching on fire in your souls. And you must rise. You must go and do the work of God. You must do what you have not done before. He will guide you. He will protect you. He will honor you. He will help you. He will take the first steps for you and lead you the whole way. And even if you walk through the valley of shadow of death, don't fear nothing. God is with you. God is with you. God is for you. But no more idleness. Get up and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord bless my buddy here in the name of Jesus Christ. There were animals that were sacrificed. That's in the Old Testament. Jesus sacrificed his whole body and soul and spirit for you and me. Jesus is in love with you. Jesus is right now. When he said it is finished, he meant it is finished. He wasn't trying to finish something. He says it is finished. And in your life, all the nasty, it is finished. In your life, all the pain, it is finished. In your life, all the bad memories, it is finished. In your life, all the brokenness, it is finished. In your life, all the ailments, it is finished. You're new. You walk new, you think new, you live new. In the name of Jesus, amen. You're a precious child of God. The Lord loves you, you know that. The Lord is for you, you know that. But today, you're going to see him in a different way. He is not your enemy. He is not far off. His eyes have seen you. His ears have heard you. But you didn't know this. His hand has been carrying you. And today you need to see that. You need to see that He's actually carrying me. Yes, He's actually carrying you. He's actually walking with you. And you're like, I don't see 4 feet. I just see 1 footstep. That's Him carrying you. And you are coming to a corner where He's going to place you down, because you're going to start not only walking, but you're going to start flying. But He needs you to see that with your eyes, with your spiritual eyes. Yes, He's carrying you, but soon and very soon, He's about to set you down. You're about to walk. Then you're going to run. And then you're going to fly. Get ready for what is to come. In the name of Jesus. What's your name, young man?
Gaden.
Gaden?
Yep.
Father, we thank You for Gaden. We thank You that You've clothed him with the garments of salvation. And Gaden, you too are being drawn to Him. He's taken right now this heart that may be a little on the rocky side, that may be a little jaded, that may be a little angry, that may be a little depressed, that may be a little tormented. Okay, so He's taken that heart, and here comes the surgeon of surgeons, Jesus Christ. He's taken that heart out and saying, no more, Gaden. And He's putting a new heart in you. And all of a sudden, the pump is working, going to your head. Your mind is renewed, going to your arms, going to your legs. And the strength you receive, you will use for Him. You will never touch alcohol. You will never do drugs. You will never go with the wrong crowd. You need to let go of some of your friends. You need to say goodbye. You do that not in arrogance, but you do it in love. You say, I have matters to care for. The Lord is going to wear you on His breastplate with jewels, and you're going to do great works for Him, because now, Gaden, you have a new heart. You're leaving here with a transplanted heart, and you don't even need steroids like we do in cardiology. You don't need all kinds of immune drugs. You need Jesus, and He is for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, we thank You for Your precious child. Your precious child. I see in her just beauty and whiteness and the glory of God upon her. But I also see a heart that's feels like, what's next? And what am I supposed to do now? It's over. No, it is not over. It has just begun. Your work has just begun. Your mission trips have just begun. The work He has placed in you has just begun. And to sharpen it, dear one, you need to be more and more in the Word. Not as a legalistic manner, but in a way of like, I love this. And I'm calling you as a deer, like 42:1 of Psalm. As a deer panted for the waters, so my soul pants after You. From now on, you'll be panting for His Word. And from now on, you're going to be drinking waters that you've never drank before. And that's how you're going to do the new works. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hello, loved ones. Father God, here's your beautiful couple. Thank You for having them. Thank You for loving them. Thank You for trusting them. And thank You, Father, for walking with them. And despite some isolation, despite some loneliness, despite heartaches, Father, let them open up their hearts now. Let the bitterness or the hurt seep out completely. Empty it out and let Your joy come in like never before. And you say, wow, where was this joy? It was always there, but the hurt got in the way. I'm proclaiming that hurt be gone now. And there might need to be forgiveness to say, oh, you don't know what these people did to me. No, I don't know, but I do know Christ knows. And I do know He was mocked. And I do know He was sneered. And I know He was spit upon. And I do know He loves you. So as that heart opens, and as it seeps into the pits of hell, this anger, bitterness, pain, right now you're being renewed in the joy of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, hello. Where'd y'all come from? Father, I just thank you. Like the tabernacle, there was all kinds of colors, the royalty, the blue of heaven, and the purple of royalty, and the scarlet of the blood of the Lamb. I see this on this beautiful lady, daughter of yours, and I see her wearing a crown, the crown of righteousness, the crown of glory. And may she know that she wears it from now on. Perhaps she wasn't aware, but the crown of glory, the crown of righteousness is upon her. And as she walks with it, not in arrogance, let others see and let her know how much you loved her, because who would ever put a crown on her head but you? We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Chandra.
Chandra. Father, we thank you for Chandra. We thank you that even if she were the last human being or the only human being on this planet, you wouldn't go to Mars, you wouldn't go to Pluto. You would come right here on earth just for Chandra. Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. All I see is the blood on her. Chandra, I want you to step in the blood today. Not the blood of men, not the blood of people, not the blood of Hollywood. I want you to step in the blood of Jesus. I want you to come in with me hand in hand, and we go to the blood. And we see that blood, and with your mouth you say, oh, Father, I see the blood. I see you spilling it all over me. I see everything gone. I see you blotting everything. I see you cleansing everything. I even see you burying my past. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. And Father, now, as my sister walks out, there's an enormous anointing in her life. Anointing to help younger ladies to walk in the paths of righteousness, to walk in the paths of truth, to walk in the paths of kindness, because she's a leader and she is your daughter. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, hello, beautiful peoples. Y'all were sitting in the front.
Yeah.
I saw y'all.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for this beautiful couple. I thank you that they have a heart of service. I thank you that they have a heart of gold. I thank you that they have a heart that thirsts after you. But Father, there's more. There's more. Once they thought, is this where I exit? Is this it? Is this the last exit off the freeway? No. Father, let them not go 55 miles an hour, but let them go 75 miles an hour. It's time for them to accelerate. It's time for them to work. It's time for them to give. It's time to come alongside others. And they're like, who? Father, you'll let them know. You'll let them know. It's time for them to mentor. It's time for them to teach even more. And Father, it's time actually for these loved ones to dig deeper in your word and fall in love more and more in your word. It's time. And the time of your favor upon this beautiful couple is now. Thank you. Hey, buddy, where'd you come from? Not Chattanooga, right? Good. All right. Father, we thank you for our brother. We thank you for his heart. We thank you that the blood of Jesus is upon him. We thank you that you're strengthening him. You're straightening him. You're honoring him. And Father, we thank you because perhaps he thought he couldn't honor you. But from now on, Father, everything he says, thinks, does, gives, is going to be a sacrifice unto you as an honor to you. And in your name, you will walk in his name from henceforth. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not even about Only Believe Church. It's about his name, Jesus Christ. Walk in his name. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Who are these beautiful kids? Okay. Are we all together? Oh, my gosh. My brother Rick and his whole family. Father, I thank you for this family. I mean, is there a better looking family on this God's given earth? I don't know. I thank you for my brother Rick, his wife, and his three beautiful children. I thank you that the fire of Jesus is not only around them, but the glory of God is within them. I ask for protection over them, Father. I ask that every day they will trample on the lion and the snake. That I ask that they turn their face to you and you turn your face to them. That there will be no weapons formed against this beautiful family. Oh, it's being planned, and I see it, and I break it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you that you have given your angels charge over them to keep them in all your ways. I thank you that they, yes, may have been thirsty for you, but now more. I thank you that when they see people, they no longer see people. They see souls who are begging and hungry for Christ. I thank you for these little kids that they actually say, I'm going to rise up one day. I'm going to rise up one day, and I too am going to follow in the ways of Jesus Christ. I too am going to accept his blood. I too will go serve people. I'm not here to serve myself. I'm here to serve others. Little ones, you're not here for yourselves. You're here to serve others. This is your calling, to serve others, to love others, to help others, and above all, to serve your God. This is who you are. This is who you will be. I speak that into you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, youngster. What's your name?
Roman.
Roman? Like a Roman soldier? And he's like steel. He is like a Roman soldier. Father, we thank you for Roman. We thank you, Father. We thank you for his life. Father, there are things in his heart that have withered at such a young age. Withered. Dying. I speak life into you, Roman. I speak the blood of Jesus. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Father, I thank you that he is yours. He belongs to you. But a heart that's withering right now is going to be a heart that's jubilant. A heart that's strong. A heart that pumps the blood of Christ. A heart that says, I'm leaving this world. Oh, not physically. But everything that has enticed me will no longer entice me. I'm breaking the bonds right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm following you. I'm going to give up everything for you, Jesus. I'm going to be that man. Like a Roman soldier with a helmet of salvation. Like a Roman soldier with a shield of faith. Your faith is going to increase. You're going to go from faith to faith. And according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it is because of your faith that you are going to be an overcomer. And I mean you are going to be an overcomer. You are a warrior, but warriors go down. You are a warrior that's an overcomer in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go in the name of Jesus. What's your name, buddy?
Isaiah.
My favorite book in the whole Bible. Out of 66 books. Isaiah, the singer, yes? Were you not singing today? Thank you for blessing us. Father, we thank you for Isaiah. Oh, he's got called Isaiah for a special reason. He too is a prophet of the living God. He too will proclaim Emmanuel. He too will go around saying, oh, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name, the name of my God, the name of my Lord, the name of my Jesus shall be called Wonderful Counselor. And Father, as he calls your name Wonderful, may the wonderful good works of God be upon him. As he calls out Counselor, may your counsel be upon him. The Mighty God, as he calls your name, may the Mighty God protect him. And the Prince of Peace, as he calls, may peace fill his heart for the rest of his life, where there are no distractions, there are no drugs, there's no alcohol, there's no immorality. There is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus upon Isaiah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Isaiah.
No!
Yes.
Double, double? Oh, my Lord, have mercy on my soul. Isaiah and a double Isaiah. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to have to stop right now. Well, I thank you, Father, for this Isaiah. He too was special, Papa. He too called out your name. Isaiah 7:14, it said, the virgin shall bear a child, and his name shall be Emmanuel. And here's Emmanuel in you, Isaiah. Emmanuel, God with you. It's never God against you. It's never God distant from you. It's never God who will leave you. It's God who is for you and with you and never will forsake you. Isaiah, take that for the rest of your life. Take it, and as you walk, envision His angels surrounding you and the Holy Spirit in you, and to say, you know what? I am a prophet. I am to do great works. I may not have the education others have. It don't matter. Isaiah himself didn't go to college. Isaiah went to the college of Jesus. And you go to the college of Jesus and watch Him do wonderful works in you. And He has planned good works. The path is straight. The gate is narrow. Broad is the way that would try to kill you. Isaiah, for the rest of your life, it's through the narrow gate. It's through the narrow path. It is your eyes on Jesus, and it is you doing great works for Him. In the name of Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, hello, dear ones. Are y'all together? Okay. Father, I thank You for this beautiful couple. How lovely is Your face that shines upon them, because their face just pours out love, grace, and Your mercy. I pray a special blessing upon them. A special blessing on their family, a special blessing of safety, of comfort, of healing, of righteousness, of goodness, a special attitude of, you know what? I know I'm going through the valley of shadow of death, but my God is with me. I will lean on His staff. His staff will not beat you, loved one. His staff will comfort you. And I want you to leave with that comfort. I want you to leave with the comfort of whatever I've brought to this altar, I cast it at His feet, at the feet of Jesus. And now I take the staff of my Jesus. And that staff will not only comfort me, but from now on in the hard decisions of my life, it's going to lead me, it's going to guide me, it's going to support me, it's going to give me character like I've never had before. Yes, yes. I speak character, the character of Christ in you, the love of Christ in you, the beauty of Christ in you, the strength of Christ in you, so that you may not only be able to lead your family, but be leaders of this church and around this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, I anoint you with His holy oil, the oil of gladness and joy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, loved ones, that's it. Thank you, Jesus. He is good. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen.
Just 1 second. I'm going to probably take the world's quickest offering on behalf of Dr. Sam, because I know we got to come back to service tonight.
Okay.
Many
yes.
of you probably have already pointed your phones to the QR code behind me. If you've done that, thank you for doing it. You got a chance to see Dr. Sam's heart first and foremost. He loves ministering to people. He leads a very successful practice in Southern California to come here, and he's going to leave early tomorrow morning, but he can't wait for not only what happened today, but also tonight. So what you may not know about Dr. Sam, he has a worldwide television broadcast. He's on Daystar Television Network, also on Golden Eagle. He is touching literally hundreds of millions of people on a monthly basis with that same gospel you just heard him preach today. And let's do our part to help him. You know, to be on Daystar Television, I wish it was just a couple hundred hours a week, but it's not. It's multiple thousands. And whatever God might put on your heart, let's bless this man. He takes this same message to churches every single month. Loves being on worldwide television. Does crusades in Honduras, Mexico, other places in the world. He supports orphans in Miramar, a very war-torn nation. He doesn't talk about this stuff, so I have to share on his behalf, obviously, so we know what we're giving towards. But whatever you can do, we just want to say thank you for your giving. Thank you for your offering. You're helping Dr. Sam touch so many people, not only here in America, and of course in our church, but all over the world. He said to me one time about 3 years ago, he goes, Eric, I want to win billions to Christ. Not millions. I mean, millions is big enough, I think. He wants to win billions. That's the first person I've ever heard say that statement to me. So let's help him win billions of people for Christ. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and put our offering buckets out. We're going to dismiss you. Don't forget tonight, Dr. Sam will be back again at 6 p.m. He'll be here. We can't wait to see you. Thank you so much. God bless you.